Hi everyone, thanks for joining in on today's call where we'll be looking at Standard Bank and more specifically its 2024 financial year end results. I think at the moment you can't talk macro environment without noticing all the geopolitical type of events. We had the wars going on for a while now, but then also now the trade tariffs is all over the news, and that's creating a lot of uncertainty from day to day. On the interest rate environment, we've seen a while ago the sharp increase in interest rates, and then we started entering the low rate environment, but the cuts is not as large as the hikes were. The outlook is still for lower interest rates at the moment, but the uncertainty around it is a bit more with tariffs. So it depends also probably per which country you're looking at, as tariffs might be causing higher inflation rate and central banks might want to take a more conservative approach to ensure that inflation first decrease before they lower the interest rates. On the consumer front in South Africa, we've seen improvement, although the improvement wasn't as strong as we would have hoped. But this is mainly also due to when the interest rates get decreased, there is some bit of a lag for that benefit to show. And also, as mentioned, that the interest rates decrease is still in that phase of decreasing. On the valuation front, Standard Bank is sitting at low valuation multiples if you were to look at a multiple such as a PE ratio to its history. We have a buy recommendation, mainly also due to these low valuation multiples that is currently sitting at, we believe, adds value. What we change our mind, I think currently a main thing for Standard Bank as well is there was quite some anticipation of its earnings to get pressure with a lower interest rate environment, so their net interest margin getting some pressure, and also a lot of the prior year had quite high base effects in them, so such as their trading business and Africa doing quite well. So there was some expectations of some pressure on this one. But management, when they released their result, they provided some strong guidance. And I think that played out nicely, and the share did perform well in reaction to this. So we think what would change our mind is if this management outlook or this guidance that they provided doesn't play out.